Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 8:14 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Something Soweto on your radio with Ama Jens. It's 8:14 Song of the Year time, yes, but it's also 8:14 Nedbank Swakopmund Food Festival time. And we're going to talk about it right now.
Swakopmund, your home on 89.3.
Yeah, quite exciting, partner. So we are officially 7 full days away from the... from the Nedbank Swakopmund Festival. And it's going to be quite a jam. It's always a jam. And we do have Dalian online, who's going to tell us a little bit more about it.
Dalian, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, and it's King Shaquan. Yes. How are you doing?
We are great. Despite the flu, we are doing just fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Just get better before the food festival, okay?
Please, yes.
So please. Now, Dalian, it has been 4 long years. This is the 5th edition of the food festival, now with your partners in crime or partners in food, Nedbank. How excited are we at the 5th edition?
Listen, we are super, super, super excited. I mean, the excitement is every year. Every year we feel the same way, but this year there's something different in the air. There's something special in the air. We just have a great feeling. We know it's going to be a different kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And we're super excited. The people at Nedbank are super excited. My team and myself, we are over the moon. A little bit nervous. Now that when Shaquan said 7 days, I just realized, oh my goodness.
It's just seven days.
I just don't want to go to sleep tomorrow that it's 6 and 60 to get that.
But yeah.
Super excited. Yeah. Mm.
And obviously, as an organizer, you still have so much that you need to do and so much that you need to get together and run around for this and that.
Yes. Dotting the I's and crossing the T's. It's an exciting thing to do because... at the festival, we don't do this because it's a job. Mm. We really do this because we love it so much. You know, we've got a passion for food. We've got a passion for people. Nedbank has a passion for people. So really, this is a labor of love. So all those little plans and little things that we do, yes, it's a hectic job, but we love doing it.
Mm. Yeah. All righty. So, Dalian, maybe just break it down for us. Maybe for someone who's hearing about Highly Doubt, by the way, that, you know, maybe someone hearing about this for the first time, or they're just listening to you and they're intrigued and they actually want to be there. They will be in Swakop. Quickly, maybe just make us understand, what is the demo kitchen with the main chef and the demo chef? What is the concept behind it? What exactly is going to be happening?
So, for everybody who's been living under a rock for the past years, you can come close to the TV as well. You can come close to the radio now. Mm. A demonstration kitchen is essentially a kitchen where chefs will be demonstrating different recipes. Mm. And the spectator, the foodie, the lover of food will have the opportunity to watch them cook, watch them in their element. Nice. And also have a taste of what the people are cooking. You can mingle with them. You know, you get the opportunity to mingle with the chef, ask them some tips. How do my eyes not tear when I'm cutting an onion? You know, those very important questions. You can ask those questions there. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have some book signings. We'll have a little bit of a lounge area. So really, the demonstration kitchen is more like, let's just say it's the kitchen away from home. You can feel at home. You can see, watch your mommy cook. Like the way you used to watch your mom cook, you learn something. You experience a different side of, you know, the festival. Not just buying food and eating it. You actually go through the process of cooking it.
Mm. Okay. All right. Mm. Now, I mean, apart from the actual cooking, understand that the festival this year will also host the 3 master classes. Talk to us about this.
Well, we have 2 masterclasses.
2, okay, all right.
2, yes, we have 2 masterclasses. We have Alzan Otto from the Village Cafe. She'll be doing a beautiful masterclass on food styling.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you can come, all those bloggers and the vloggers and, you know, the cool kids, the people who make content creators.
Yes.
You all come and watch how to style your food, how to make your food look great for, you know, for the contents. Mm. And then we also have a baking masterclass with Bakro. That will be showing you how to make that beautiful Christmas cake.
Mm.
So when you leave there, you go home and you attempt to make a beautiful cake. But I mean, if you do, if they give you the masterclass,
yeah,
chances are you're going to make the perfect cake when you get home.
Okay.
Yeah, because our masters don't play.
Right?
especially NSK, who does not even know where to start. I just know there's eggs involved and there's some dough needs to be made.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, no, come to the class, please. I think you should come to the class.
So maybe the question that I want to ask is, there's going to be a demonstration, yes, right? But is there also going to be an opportunity for whoever comes, maybe a sign-up situation that's happening where I can actually try to make the cake there on site and get it a little bit more guided, or how is it going to work?
You know, unfortunately, we will not have a cook along this year. We wanted to incorporate a few years ago. We did have a cook along.
Mm.
Unfortunately, not this year. But our sponsors, Namib Mills, have a Kitchen 82 on their premises in Windhoek where you can quickly go and do some cooking classes. I know that one of our chefs, Fortune, host cooking classes there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're in Swakop, you can also come to the food lab and then you can learn how to do it there in January.
Mm.
But this year, you're only watching. That's all we're going to be doing. You'll only be watching and participating in the eating.
In the eating,
that's
yeah.
How you'll be, yeah, you'll participate
eating. The most important part.
Now, Dalian, apparently there's this big secret with a long table. What's the secret? We want to know. What's going on there?
It's... Who gave you guys this script? What is happening?
We did a little bit of digging.
we are diggers.
Yeah.
Who asks somebody and says, oh, listen, there's a secret about something. Really?
Yeah.
All right. We are planning to do a long... We are planning to do a long table. But that is just really for dining purposes, for people to come. I mean, just come and see it. Come and see it. I don't want to give away too much. We're trying to keep that under wraps.
Yeah.
But please just come and see it. It's just more to have a social setting so you can all just sit there and have a nice lunch under the long table, chat, get to know each other. Because essentially everybody knows that food brings people together.
Yeah.
Food is, the atmosphere, it creates an atmosphere of socializing, of sharing, you know, of people share when they're eating, people socialize when they're eating. So we're just trying to create a space where you can take your food, sit down, and then just eat and socialize. Yeah.
You know what also is like needed in that whole equation? Some really good music. So who is going to be, or who are some of the acts that are going to be performing this time around?
You know, this time around, because we want to pay homage to our town. We are the Swakop Food Festival. Our lineup is 100% local.
Okay.
We've gone local this year. We really want to support our artists. We want to support our artists from other towns. We have in the past invited some artists from around the country.
Yeah.
But this year, we are really focusing on our artists, you know, giving them a platform to showcase their music. So on the stage, we're going to have a variety of people. We'll have DJs on this Friday. We'll have live music at the Hansa Brewery Beer Garden.
Yeah.
And we'll have Saki. Tom will be on the stage. We'll have Lynn Marie will be on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
We have Angelique will be on the stage.
Yeah.
We have Ashley on the stage. So there'll be a few live performances, about 6 for Friday. And then on the Saturday, we have DJs on the decks. DJ Mapiano from Wolfish Bay, DJ Ricky, GMG, DJ Mikey G. And I think, I'm sure, but I think there's a gentleman from French FM. I don't know. Maybe you should just be there to see. Is there a DJ here working there somewhere?
So DJ Mikey G
is also going to be making an appearance on the stage.
All right.
Fantastic.
No, Dalian, thank you so much for the heads up when it comes to the fifth edition of the Nedbank Swakop Food Festival. We're looking forward
thank
to it.
So
we're going to bring the kids. We're going to eat. We're going to take part in the master classes, the food styling, and the baking. We are there for the demonstrations.
You know
and
what?
So
I,
much more.
Just one last thing. One last thing that I want to say when
of
you
course.
Say kiddies. Sugar King is giving us a little kiddie area.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell all the mummies, listen, if you're stressing about, oh my goodness, where am I going to leave my little junior, do not stress.
Mm.
You can come to the little Sugar King area. You can leave your little one there. Go and enjoy your time and then collect them after you're done. We'll take good care of them. We'll keep them engaged with art. We'll keep them engaged with the jumping castle. We'll keep them engaged with playing with other friends. And then they'll be safe. You can pick them up when you're done. Rounds, because you know sometimes you just want to get your Tupperware and you want to really put in everything nicely so you can go eat at home.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean you're going to go sit and forget about your little one, but we can keep them entertained for you.
All right, Delian, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
we
you
appreciate
guys.
You, and we're looking forward to the Nedbank Soccer Food Festival. That's between
so
the 14th and the 16th.
Have a wonderful Wednesday.
All right, bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.